what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Box Rewatch, our first episode of 2023. Made it all the way to February without a show. Hope you had a happy holiday.
We should add like an air horn there or something. There you go.
That was my voice. Welcome back. I am your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your Boxman, Brian. Brian, what's going on, Banana Man?
Nothing much. Been quiet.
Yes, it's been very quiet ever since Black Panther, really, right? Like, there's just been no content, but...
Which is, it's streaming on Disney Plus.
Yes, it's been so long that we went from theaters to streaming between the shows. But we were blessed, we were truly blessed by the comic book gods, and we were basically got a Hall H type thing from DC on a random Tuesday in January, and we're here to talk about it. We're here to talk about how much we're going to be eating in 2025. That's going to be my favorite segment of the show today. Really looking forward to 2025. If we could just go right there, that'd be great. But otherwise, we're here to talk about the DCU slate, the new DC, James Gunn, Peter Safran. We've been talking about this for a while. What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? And they revealed some stuff to us. They revealed some stuff to the press. They revealed some stuff to fans. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about it. But before we start talking about it, Brian, anything to say to the people before we get started? You want to just jump right into this thing?
No, jump right in. I have thoughts.
Okay, cool. All right, so we got a video of James Gunn, and he's like, all right, listen, guys, this is the shit that's going down. And he was like, first of all, this year we got DC Studios stuff coming out, and we're going to finish it off, right? He says, so let's talk about the DCEU slate, all for 2023. We'll talk about it. One of them is coming out next month. So he goes, Shazam Fury of the Gods coming out in March. He goes, you know, it's cool. They don't really interact with anyone, so... he's pretty cool. That's going to be DCEU. I was like, okay, cool. So there's going to be no cameos in that movie. That's great. Then he goes, one of the best comic book movies I've ever seen, The Flash, will be coming out in June, and it's going to reset the DCU universe. Just as we figured. But it's good to hear him say it. Brian, are you there? Anyway, so that is going to reset the entire DCU, The Flash. Apparently, it's the greatest superhero movie that James Gunn has ever seen. That's going to be crazy. Andy Muschietti. So we'll see about that. Then the man talks about Blue Beetle. Says that that's completely irrelevant story and that it could fit into the DCU. It might, you know... He was basically saying, like, Blue Beetle could be back. We'll see how the movie does in August. That's August 18th. Flash, by the way, comes out on June 16th. I lost my place. And then finally, Aquaman on Christmas 2023 will finish out the DCEU. He said this would lead directly into Superman Legacy, which we'll start talking about in a second. But first, the DCEU is finished. These last four movies. What a year it's going to be.
So, like, I'm super excited for Flash. I mean, the expectations are through the goddamn roof, which...
Yeah, he put it in there, though.
Yeah, he put them there. It could be good or bad. Shazam and Aquaman, I don't know. With this whole new slate that we're going to get into, I'm kind of ready to just let them disappear away. Like, I like the whole let's just start fresh. I have no thoughts on Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, though, he was pretty confident about, and he was just like, they left in, like, no references to anything, so, like, that could just be the start. I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like with Aquaman, they said they're thinking of doing a third, but Also, Momoa will not be anyone other than Aquaman.
Yes.
But also, yes, he might be Lobo.
To say that because that wasn't in his video. That was kind of just stuff they said to the press. But he was like, oh, no, Jason Momoa will strictly be Aquaman in the DCU. So.
Yeah.
Don't understand why Momoa was so excited and happy and, like, giddy. Like, maybe because he got a third movie. Peter Safran basically said they're going to do a third Aquaman. They said that, you know, Aquaman leads directly into Superman Legacy, the first movie of the DCU. So somehow they're making that happen.
Yeah.
So
I think they'll still be good movies. It's just, it's hard. Yes. It's going to be hard to look at like Shazam 2 and Aquaman 2 and not associate them with the old crap when I'm diving into the new stuff.
So basically, to the press, James Gunn was basically like, we can bring back Zachary Levi as Shazam. We're cool with that. We can bring back Jason Momoa as Aquaman. That's probably going to happen. He was like, we could bring back Gal, which would be great. And he was like, we could also bring back Ezra, which I was like, that's weird. He's a psychopath. But they apparently have been up to date on his, like, recovery and rehab and whatever the fuck he's doing. So, I don't know.
I guess they basically
said, go fuck yourself to The Rock, to Ben. Well, not, they didn't really say go fuck yourself to Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is most likely going to die in The Flash, and they said that they might use him as a director to direct one of the movies. But they basically told Cavill and The Rock to go fuck themselves, basically.
Yeah, which is fine for The Rock. Cavill kind of sucks.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. The Rock will just do his thing, man. He's not really going to be losing any sleep over this, but yeah, Henry Cavill, that sucks. They really just did not like him, I guess. That sucks. They were just like, we didn't fire Henry. He was never hired. I was like, that's
I was like, wow, you don't have to go that hard on it.
That's mean.
I don't know what their issue is, but oh well.
But anyway, yeah, they're open. The people that they liked, which was the four or five of them, whatever it was, they said could be back, but I don't know. Shazam, you don't have to bring Shazam back. I'll just make this movie the closure, and we're good. You know?
Yeah, like, no one loves Shazam. Like, it's fun.
Shazam That's 1, the thing with Shazam 1 was it was, like, the first, like, good, like, Snyderverse DCEU movie, I think, right? It was before Aquaman. So, like, it was, like, the first, like, fun, it was, like, a Christmas movie. You know, the first one was a lot of fun, but yeah, I mean, come on, like.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Like, I think I'm excited. I think the next one looks good. I like the Shazam-ly. I like Lucy Liu and all that shit, but the trailer
was good. Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Trailer was good, but if, like, you kill the, not kill the character, but if, like, if you end the character in the universe, like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But we'll see. He seems open to bringing back Levi, so we'll see if it fits in his plans. It is Gods, and we didn't talk about it, but they're doing chapters instead of phases, and chapter one is going to be called Gods and Monsters, and Shazam is kind of a god, so he could fit.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So that wraps up the DCEU. We'll in December, and then we'll go right into the DCU as I get my stuff here. Just so everyone is good, so I just want to give the dates out real quick. I know I gave a couple of them out. Shazam comes out March 17th. The Flash, June 16th. August, Blue Beetle, August 18th. And Aquaman, December 25th. So those are the dates all this year, 2023. So a lot of DC stuff coming out.
Yes.
Now, we talk about, then he started talking about his chapter one, Brian. So are you ready for this? This was the meat and potatoes, the creme de la creme, the blood to my penis.
Exactly.
He starts off with the first. So do you want to go in order of how they might be coming out, or do you want to just talk about movies first and then TV shows?
I think movies, TV shows.
Okay, so he announced five movies, five television shows, and he said there are a few more that he's not ready to announce yet, but these are the beginnings. Brandon Davis said that he asked what their expectation is for releases, and he said that they expect about two TV shows and two movies a year starting in 2025, possibly early 2024, but I think that would probably count in 2025. So that is cool. I like that. 2 and 2 is pretty dope. I like when we get a lot of movies, but it does become a little bit of overkill.
And they want this to last a while.
Because you're going to have 3 to 4 Marvel movies. You're going to have, like, a Sony movie. You're going to have, you know, whatever the fuck. You're going to have the Elseworlds movies. We didn't even talk about Elseworlds yet, but, you know. So the DCU is planning on 2 and 2, which is smart, because you don't want to oversaturate, especially with, like, you know, Marvel's out there. Marvel is, they just pump shit out, so they don't care. They're just going to pump it. So as long as you stay true to yourselves, that's going to be pretty cool. So the first, the only DCU movie that got a date was Superman Legacy, July 11th, 2025. Being written by James Gunn, we already knew that. Peter Safran wants him to direct it, but he doesn't know if he's going to have time. So we will see about that.
And touche if they stick to that release date.
Yes, that would mean by the end of the year they'd have to go into production by like the end of early 2024. So.
Yeah.
That's soon.
Yeah, they have to, it better be almost done written and casting soon.
Yeah. There are rumors, I don't believe it, but there are rumors that, like, oh, some of these parts have already been casted and they're, like, being kept secret. I'm like, people would have leaked that by now. They would have leaked that after they wouldn't have leaked it before the announcement, but they would have leaked it right after the announcement.
Yeah, and I'm sure Gunn has ideas.
Haven't heard anything, yeah. So that's going to be, a new take on Superman, younger, working at the Daily Planet in Metropolis. Not an origin story, but, you know, a younger Superman. Next movie up, right after Superman, which will probably be sometime in 2025, probably late 2025, The Authority. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about The Authority team? I've looked up a lot about them after hearing about it. Didn't really know them, but seems pretty cool. They seem like a, I would say like a superhero version of the Suicide Squad, kind of, if you want to put it like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're like, they're good guys, but they will go the extra length to secure that they win.
Yeah, there's some funky characters in here. We shouldn't be shocked that James Gunn went a little obscure.
Yes. And that's where he thrives, so I'm fine with that. He did exactly what I expected him to do. He got his obscure stuff that he's going to get over, and then he also had Superman, Batman, the Amazon / Wonder Woman, you know, like...
Yeah.
He, Supergirl, you know, so... That should be fun. That should be fun, and it really... The way he describes it, right? He's like, oh, the Superman is going to be young and idealistic, and, you know, the exact... You know, the Superman that you read in the comics, right? It's going to be more that than anything you've really seen in the movie since frickin' the Dahmer cut that we watched a few years ago, right? So, I expect Superman to end up fighting the Authority. I feel like that's something they're going to be leading up to. It makes sense, right? Because they are superheroes that, you know, kill and go the extra while, and they're more harsh and stuff like that than, you know, Superman, who's like, you can't be doing that. So, and there was a comment, and, you know, he was very, James Gunn, when I say he, I mean James Gunn. James Gunn was very like, we are taking inspiration from comic books. And there is a Superman versus the Authority book out there. So, I think that's
probably what it really is. And I think he's going to try and do what Marvel did in like Phase 1, which is just like have a character pop up in each. He'll try and weave some thread through all of these.
Yes. Following that, Brian, we're getting The Brave and the Bold, which is the story of Batman and his son, Damian Wayne, the latest Robin. This is going to be the inspo from a book that I just bought. I haven't read it yet. But Volume 1 of Grant Morrison's Batman. So if you're looking to read a little bit about this, you've got a couple of years before this coming out. Check that out. Damian Wayne is the son of Bruce and Talia al Ghul. So he's a little shit, as they say. And I'm very much looking forward to it. The first live action movie Robin since Batman and Robin, if we're not counting like Titans and stuff like that. But that's really more Nightwing, right? So that's like a little bit different.
You're not counting Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
He was not Robin. I want you. That was his name was Robin, and he was not Robin.
It was strange, but yeah. I mean, they do it awesome in Titans.
Yeah.
It took them too long to bring Robin into this. Like, when I saw this one, I was like, finally, this will be good. Yeah. Robin's cool.
Yeah, Robin is very cool.
Yeah, I said it.
Dude, people shit on Robin, but he's very cool. I think people shit on Robin because they remember Robin from, like, either, like, the 60s Batman, which was he was, like, a doofus, or, like, the 90s Batman, where he was terrible. No offense to, like, Chris O'Donnell or whoever the fuck played him. I forget his name. But yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be like more Bat Family stuff. So I wonder if like Batgirl and, you know, Batwoman. They say it's Bat Family. So we'll see. I'll get to reading that book before 2026 when this supposedly is coming out.
Yeah, I will read that. I don't have it yet, but you know, I got plenty of time.
That is years before this movie is coming out. So that is if Legacy and Authority are coming out in 2025, you got to figure this is 2026. Also, supposedly, maybe 2026, Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, which is going to be based on a newer comic, Superman Woman of Tomorrow, named directly after it, by Tom King, who is going to be part of James Gunn's Architects, which are the scriptwriters for these movies. So I assume he'll be writing this one. Should be pretty true to the comic, which will be cool. People say the comic is dope. It's in my cart. I want to buy it, but it's out right now. It's sold out. So that's going to be cool. Bringing in Supergirl, live action movies, Woman of Tomorrow, Tom King. Get out there, read it if you can. I'm very excited about this movie.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like anti-Superman because she's a little darker. Yes. Like she's like if Superman was still a good guy but pissed off all the time.
Yeah, so, you know, he talked about it in his video. James Gunn was like, listen, Superman, taken care of, adopted in Kansas by loving parents, grew up, you know, with his parents and had a good... this Supergirl was born on a piece of Krypton floating and seeing her whole family die, and she's a more hardened person. She's seen some shit. She's seen some
chip shit. On her shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, she's seen her shit, some shit. She's still a hero, but she's seen some shit, you know. Which is really
cool. They didn't like the Supergirl show on the CW.
Yeah,
they just made her female Superman, so there was none of this to it. So this seems more true to the comics.
Yes. And then finally, Brian, they're bringing back the Swamp Thing for his own movie, probably 2027. But I want to tell you, this is the only movie where we've gotten some follow-up on. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
They're talking to and have entered negotiations with James Mangold to direct this movie. You know James Mangold.
I do know James Mangold.
James Mangold directed The Wolverine and Logan.
Yep.
As well as Academy Award nominee for Best Picture, Ford v. Ferrari.
And the new Indiana Jones
movie. Yes, and he has also written and directed the new Indiana Jones movie, which is looks cool. I don't know. We'll see.
Indiana Jones sucks. It's okay.
We'll see. I've revealed on this podcast that I had only seen number 4, so, you know.
Which is insane to me.
Anyway, that is... If so, this movie could be amazing. James Mangold is an incredible director.
Yeah, I mean, he did Logan. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Swamp Thing's going to be horror-ish, they said. He's scary. It's the Swamp Thing.
But yeah, I'm excited. This was one of the more random ones to me, but whatever.
Yeah, he wants monsters.
Yeah.
So, Brian, that's the 5-movie slate that he revealed starting in 2025. Any thoughts, comments, concerns, disbeliefs?
So, Superman Legacy, I think, is going to be great.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. I hope they do something other than Zod as a villain.
Yes.
And since it's James Gunn, I'm pretty sure they will. They'll do, like, one of the random rogues gallery... villains.
You know what I would love to see live action Brainiac like a young
Superman. Yeah, I think they'll do Brainiac.
Like a young Superman taking on Brainiac in Metropolis. Like, that sounds dope to me.
Yeah, it's just, it's got to be something different. You know, like, they've done Doomsday, they've done Zod, they tried to do Darkseid. Just give us some other ones. There's so many.
Yeah.
And, like, I was reading some article that was saying the reason Batman is, like, such a huge fave is mostly because of all of his villains.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep touching on the same Superman one. So, hoping he does something different there. Authority, I'm not going to doubt him. I doubted him with Guardians, and I was wrong, so...
Yep.
Raven the Bold, finally Robin. I wish it was Jason Todd, but I won't be picky.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance that also we'll see, since, you know, it's an older Batman, it's, you know, his son, Robin. I think there's a good chance that there will be, you know, a Nightwing in that movie. Like a Dick Grayson Nightwing. So I think that would be cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, eventually Damian Wayne becomes Batman, so we could see a Batman death.
Yeah.
The only thing I saw people not loving is another Batman.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Elseworlds stuff, you just gotta kind of put that out of your head. Like, that's just completely separate. Like, it's just, it's, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I think... also this weekend was very, you know, quiet weekend. It was very cold. So, just watching a lot of movies, watch some new movies, watch some reruns. I rewatched, Suicide Squad and the Batman this weekend. And the Batman was great, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with having that continue. That was a great fucking movie. The Batman was amazing.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I gotta watch it again. I think I saw it twice now. But it hasn't been a while.
Yeah. I thought this weekend was perfect because it was just like so cold, wasn't really going out, and it was just like, I can watch a 3-hour movie.
No, I'm excited. He hit everything. He got some random. He got some classics in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too much.
Yep. Pretty, pretty cool. So let's go to the DCU shows.
Is where I'm more critical.
Okay. I'm looking forward to most of this. We got a lot of news for the first project that's going to hit, right? This is going to be the first thing that hits. It's going to be Creature Commandos, Brian. We got a cast set, not a cast, but like a character set. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
Team is going to be led by Rick Flagg Sr. Because Rick Flagg is dead.
Yep.
He's going to be teaming with Nina Mazursky, Dr. Phosphorus, Eric Frankenstein, the Bride of Frankenstein, G.I. Robot, and Weasel. Now, Brian, this is going to be a animated show, 7 episodes, written by James Gunn. He's already written all the episodes. It's already in production. It's probably going to come out at the end of 2024, early 2025, if they want to keep it like 2025 as the start. But this could be a 2024 thing. The end of next year. They just got a cast. They've already have Sean Gunn reprising as Weasel. And all these characters, when they're cast as the voice for this animated show, they will also be the live-action version of that character when they appear in the live-action movies.
I like that.
Your thoughts. I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And, like, the animators of the world are going to hate me for saying this. I kind of write off the animated ones.
Can't believe you.
I know. I watched What If. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, What If wasn't like, great. What If wasn't great, but I don't know. You know, a lot of good animated. Harley Quinn is amazing.
Yes. And, yeah, I've heard that show on the DC is great. There's a lot of great animated stuff I love. I just don't know, like... I haven't looked into Creature Commandos much.
No.
But, I don't know why we needed another team. Like, just... The Suicide Squad has so many members over the years. Just make it, like, an animated version of that. And pull in people that were in Suicide Squad movies and, like, to voice their accompanying characters as needed. I guess Creature Commandos is a comic and it's its own thing. It's a little different. Yeah. But I don't know. This one feels like just a step too far.
We'll see.
But also it's animated, so I don't really care.
Yes, we'll see. I feel like he really wanted, you know, he needed monsters for his Gods and Monsters. So you got Frankenstein,
yeah.
The Bride of Frankenstein. Weasel. What a monster he is. I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be fun. He's writing it, so you know it's going to be wacky.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Next up, which they say could come before or after Superman Legacy. They're not sure yet. But Waller. So they're bringing back Amanda Waller, Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. She's going to make it into the DCU. She's going to be joined, they said, by some of the people from Team Peacemaker from the show. And the show is going to be set after Peacemaker Season 1 and before Peacemaker Season 2. So we did get a confirmation that there will be a Peacemaker Season 2 in the DCU. And they say there will be a character from Creature Commandos in this series. And it's going to be showrun by, we have the runners, it's not going to be James Gunn. Crystal Henry and Jeremy Carver will be the showrunners, developers of this series. Jeremy Carver was on Doom Patrol for HBO Max and Supernatural on CW for a while. That's what he's known for. So yeah, that's Waller. That's set to release either before or after Superman. They're not sure, but that's going to be a 2025 as well.
I feel like they had a lot of ideas for Amanda Waller with, like, her stuff, Suicide Squad stuff, Peacemaker stuff. He probably liked the Creature Commandos comics. And there was just too much thrown up on the wall for one show, so they made it two.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I don't like Amanda Waller for an unfair reason. When I was in San Diego Comic-Con,
yeah,
we were online for the Suicide Squad experience,
yeah,
and they kept playing the same Amanda Waller clip over and over on this 2.5 hour line.
Yeah,
and now I just can't see her face without being instantly angry.
Well, you'll be seeing her face sometime in 2025. Then we got, Brian, probably your favorite or most favorite announcement of the day. The Lanterns are coming. They're getting their TV series. They are coming. Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, True Detective style on Earth, some Green Lantern shit, dark mystery. I know you're excited for this.
This is going to be awesome.
I'm very much looking. I'm just glad that they did announce a Green Lantern project. I know that, you know, those projects are very, they get going and then they just they stop.
Yeah, they had the other one for years.
Yeah, they talked a little bit about the series that was supposed to come to HBO for the DCEU with the guy from the CW show running. And just really never got off the ground.
Yeah.
So this is going to be completely different. That guy is not going to be involved with this. Greg Bertalli, or whatever his name is, that does all the CW shows. He was supposed to do the HBO Max Green Lantern Corps. This is going to be completely different. No news yet on anything other than it's going to be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart together.
And there's so much shit to do here. Like, is Green, like they called it, it's called Lantern, right?
Yeah, Lanterns with an S.
Yeah, Lantern. Not even Green Lantern, because there's green, red, orange, yellow, blue, and there's all of them.
Yes.
So there's a ton of shit to do here. So I think this is going to be awesome, assuming they do it right.
Yes. I'm very much looking forward to it.
And this goes, like, the Big Lantern story that I read, I have, like, I think it's 4 different books of it. It pulls in Superman, Batman, they get taken over by Lanterns. Like, they could do a lot of fun stuff with this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty dope. Like, and the fact that it's going to be like detective style, you know, they're solving something. I like that.
Yeah, buddy cop is fun.
Buddy cop, yeah. I like that. I enjoy that. It says here, too, no Ryan Reynolds. It's not going to be Ryan Reynolds. That's Hal Jordan.
Oh, but expected.
Yeah. He's, I didn't think he was going to stop doing Deadpool to do this.
No.
Then, Brian, we got Paradise Lost, which is going to be a television show focusing on the Amazons and Themyscira years before the birth of Diana Prince. James Gunn said it's going to be similar to Game of Thrones and Westeros.
That part pulled me in.
Yes. There's games to be played. There's, you know, thrones to be won, apparently. So very honestly, when he said that, very excited. It's gonna be funky. I like that. I assume the show is going to end with the birth of Wonder Woman, and we'll see. And then finally, Brian, we have the Booster Gold series. We've been talking about Booster Gold for a very long time. There was rumors about a Booster Gold movie in the DCEU for years. Never happened, but we are going to talk about all of this and more in 1 second.
I remember looking at comics of Booster Gold. I worked at Borders. I don't know much about him, but I can see why he's comic relief with using consumer appliances and shit as his weapons. I hope they don't use, what did you say that? Oh, Chris Pratt was the rumor?
Oh, that's what people want.
Why? Why would people want that?
Because they think Chris Pratt is a loser, that's why.
I mean, he is, but give someone else a shot. He's already Star-Lord.
I don't think that he's gone. I think there's a good chance that, you know, some of those Guardians will be used, like Dave Bautista and possibly Chris Pratt and Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel. I feel like, you know, he could bring all those guys in. You know, they all love him. They all fucking adore him. So I feel like he could bring them in. I would cast them in not as main characters, though. I'd maybe do lesser roles for them. Like, at least Chris Pratt. You know, I would love Batista to be Lex Luthor. I've been thinking about it.
You mentioned that recently, right?
I think Batista would be a great Lex Luthor. I would love that.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Batista to get something, because he really wants something.
Yes. So we'll see. People talk about Chris Pratt. The character of Booster Gold is a loser. He comes from the future. He's a loser from the future who takes his future technology, travels back into the past, and tries to become a superhero with the future technology stuff that he brings. So he really...
It's definitely different.
They said he has imposter syndrome because he knows that he's not really a superhero and stuff like that, so... It's an interesting concept. They were trying to bring it into the DCEU for a long time. So it finally made it to the DCEU. Apparently, Booster Gold is very good friends with Blue Beetle. So that could be what saves Blue Beetle in the DCEU. I can see him coming back. So we'll see. That's the final show.
It's interesting to see which one sold out. People ran to Supergirl and the Authority, but I think Booster Gold's still available if you want to go grab it.
Yes, the Booster Gold seems to still be available. You can still grab the Grant Morrison Batman, All-Star Superman by Grant Morrison, which is the inspiration for Superman Legacy. So there's a couple things that didn't sell out, but a lot of them did sell out. Things people didn't seem to really know a lot about, you know? So that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So, Brian, that is the complete slate that has been announced. There's more stuff coming in Chapter 1, but that's all that's been announced so far. Any thoughts before we move into the world of Elseworlds?
No thoughts. I think I hit them all. The movies, I think, were almost perfect. The shows, I want to see some trailers before I get too excited about some of them.
I'm just very excited about interconnectivity, and James Gunn is very good at, connecting everything and making everything make sense. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a very good start.
Yes. I love the whole, it all is going to connect. It makes, that is something DC has been missing for a very long time. They throw in a character from the movies here and there, and it's supposed to be, get you excited, but they too many cooks, Yep. Now there's two cooks and they know what they're doing.
Makes a good meal.
Yes. So also in this movie, Brian, he touched on the stuff that's not in-universe. And he said that it's going to be called DC Elseworlds, which is exactly what they call it in the comics. When there's a non-canon thing, it's just called Elseworlds. He said that this is going to be where the Joker series lives, the Batman series. He specifically said Teen Titans Go, because I guess animation is going to be a big part. So Teen Titans Go is Elseworlds. Superman and Lois, he mentioned. He didn't mention Gotham Knights or what's the other one that's out there?
Doom Patrol or...
Yeah, well, those are all getting canceled.
Yeah.
So these are things that are moving forward. It seems like there's a few seasons left of Superman and Lois. So yeah, these are all going to be labeled as Elseworlds going forward, which I appreciate labeling them. I like that. And we got a date. The Batman comes out October 3rd, 2025. Batman Part 2, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a couple months after Superman Legacy.
Yes. Also, they said that the J.J. Abrams Black Superman project will still be moving forward as of now, and it will be Elseworlds.
Yes. Yeah, I like calling it all Elseworlds, because even in Marvel MCU, we're like, and then there's this fucking weird Sonyverse thing. Yeah.
Sonyverse is weird, though, because, like, they kind of connected it to... It's obviously a different multiverse, but, like, they've connected it to the MCU. Yep.
It's confusing.
Which is very confusing, yes, agreed. So, yeah, we got a date for the Batman Part 2. That'll be great. That's coming out. The Penguin series goes into production this year, which should be out early next year, which is going to be fun. And that's all Elseworlds. If you're watching Teen Titans Go, that's Elseworlds. If you're still rocking with Superman and Lois, Elseworlds. Gotham Knights probably won't even ever get released. I bet they're gonna. They're gonna kill that show before it gets released. They'll tax write off again.
The only thing that is completely not getting acknowledged or anything done with it anyway is the poor Batgirl movie.
Yes, I mean they really shit on that movie. Peter Safran was like, He was like, you know, y'all hate on Zaslav for canceling it. And he goes, but I watched it, and it was terrible, and it was unreleasable. And I was like, how could it have been that bad?
Unreleasable.
Had Brandon Fraser, J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, I don't know.
How could it have been bad?
I don't know. Maybe one day we'll see someone stole a copy of it.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's got to steal it and release it. But anyway, that is about it for the DC Universe, Brian. Are you excited? Are you a little perturbed? I don't know what else you would be. Are you that? Before we just start talking about what's to come this year.
Yes, I am excited. They finally have something that makes sense. And they gave us some comics to read, which I appreciate.
Yes, I love that. I wish Marvel would do that. And I think they're gonna after they see how many comics James Gunn sold.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
I'm excited for that though. I'd love to read more Marvel shit. I've realized, Brian, and I kind of always knew this in my heart of hearts, I'm just a DC boy, man. I grew up, my favorite were Batman and Superman, and you know, I watched them, I read them. I have a million fucking Superman comics in my from the 90s in my drawer. Batman, same. Like, I was a big Spider-Man and X-Men guy, but, like, I'm a DC boy, and I love all this, and it's really making me very happy. And the majority of the books in my Amazon cart are just, they're DC stuff.
I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I am a Marvel guy at heart. And I think it's because Spidey and X-Men were my go-tos.
Those were my things, right? And you can even say I had more cartoons watching as a kid that were Marvel because I was also a big Fantastic Four cartoon guy. I love the Fantastic Four, Spidey, and X-Men. Those were like my top Marvel shows as a kid, cartoons. But Batman and Superman were just by far my favorite. Like animated Superman the animated series, Batman the animated series. Like my dad was always a DC guy, so like he would always like. he had a bunch of these DC comics ready that I was reading, and
yeah,
when we went, it was always about, oh, get the new Batman, get the new Superman, you know, blah, 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 you know. And then it was just like trickle in, like, yeah, I get a little Spider-Man 2 in there, you know.
Why not? Yeah. I think what it is for me is I think I can tell that I'm more Marvel, because when I pick up a DC comic, I'm like, all right, let's see how this is. Yeah. When I pick up a Marvel one, I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yes.
So there's just like a subtle difference of excitement diving into it.
Yes. I get it. I truly get it.
But if you tell me to name 5 superheroes, I'm probably naming Batman and Superman quickest.
Yes. Yes, and that was the thing that they've talked about. They didn't really talk about it in this video or anything, but like DC has the two most famous superheroes. Batman and Superman are two of the probably the most famous superheroes of all time, and they had just fucked it up completely.
Yep.
So crazy.
Oh, good luck to whoever the next new Batman is.
Yes. The thing, it's funny too, because they're going to cast a younger guy to play Superman and an older guy to play Batman. So it's like, who are they going to be, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be super old. Guy could be like 30, 40, you know. It could be a 30, 40-year-old Superman, you know, with a young Robin. Yavin.
I think we should audition.
Yeah, I mean, we fit that, right? Like, I'll get in the shape. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about stuff that is upcoming for the podcast, just for funsies. Brian sent me this list earlier, so let's talk about it. Ant-Man 3, Quantumania, coming out 2 weeks, the 17th. We'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about that. That's going to be crazy. Then we're going to do The Mandalorian. That starts in March 1st, so that week. We'll be back, Mandalorian Season 3. It's going to be great. Whilst doing that, DC is going to release Shazam 2 on March 17th. We'll see that. We'll review it. We'll get that up there. That'll be good. Then we're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I also assume somewhere in here we're going to get Secret Invasion. They don't have a date for that, but I assume that's going to be the first. It's really annoying that this year's Marvel shows don't have dates yet. Like, give me some
dates. It's too late for them to not have dates.
Yeah, it's like, give me some dates, man. I assume that'll be somewhere like March, April, though, Secret Invasion. After Ant-Man, before Guardians.
Yeah.
But Guardians Volume 3 comes out May 5th. That'll be cool. My birthday. Always having fun with that. Then we got Sony Marvel, but the good Sony Marvel, Spider-Verse 2 Into the Spider-Verse, comes out June 2nd. That's going to be absolutely insane. I'm really excited for that. I love the first one. I watch it anytime it's on FX, which is a lot. The Flash, the greatest superhero movie of all time, drops on June 16th. So June, we are having a good time. Then we have The Marvels coming out July 28th, the end of July. That'll be interesting. Still no trailers or anything for that. They said maybe we might get something at the Super Bowl, but I doubt it because it's still a little bit away. But
we are getting Flash at the Super Bowl.
Yes, we're getting Flash at the Super Bowl. We're getting, I believe, a new Guardians at the Super Bowl, and that should be right. Then we're jumping to August. We're gonna have Blue Beetle, which is going to be August 18th. Then we have Bad Sony on October 6th, Kraven the Hunter with Aaron Taylor-Johnson. That might be good. Aaron Taylor-Johnson is a revelation. I loved him in Bullet Train, so that's going to be cool.
Yep.
Then we have to jump all the way to Christmas with Aquaman 2 and the Lost Kingdom. And that'll close out the year. We also have TV shows that have no dates. Secret Invasion, like I said, which you would think would be a little bit earlier. Low-key is going to be the summer again, most likely. And then you have Ironheart and Echo, also scheduled for this year. They are in post-production. I don't know if they're going to come out, though. I have no idea.
Yeah.
That could be, you know, the fall and the winter shows, but who knows?
I'd say not both, but maybe one. Yeah.
No idea. They don't tell us anything. The shows kind of just drop when they drop. They're like, oh yeah, here's a date.
Yep.
People are also still waiting for What If Season 2. Don't know if that'll ever come out. We'll see. And Ahsoka is supposed to come out for Star Wars
yes.
this year. But we'll see. I don't know. Again, another... I have no idea. So that said, Brian, what are you most looking forward to this year? And then we'll get out of here.
This year specifically?
Yes. The stuff I just mentioned is all this year. Just now. Flash. Obviously not. The Flash, yes. I mean, they've now pumped this movie up so much that it's definitely my most anticipated as well.
There's a bunch coming out this year that I just kind of shrug at. Mm-hmm. Like Shazam 2, Blue Beetle, Aquaman 2, even Marvel's to some extent. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'll see it, of course. I'm not, like, dying to see any of those. Yeah. But Flash, we've been waiting for how long now?
Oh, God, 20 years.
And now there's just a lot of expectations to come out of it.
Yes.
And Guardians 3 is, like, right behind it.
Yes. I think Guardians 3 is going to be really, really good, and I feel like not a lot of people are really talking about it, so we'll see.
Also, low-key, think Ahsoka is going to be great.
Oh, most likely, yeah. I have very high hopes for Ahsoka. But again, like the other Marvel shows, it has no date, so it's hard to get pumped for it if you don't know when it's coming. Like, for Marvel, you're just like, okay, well, they usually do a show in the early winter, a show in the spring, a show in the summer, a show in the fall. So, like, what's the deal, you know? I would say the one that confuses me the most, and I'm like kind of excited, but also I know nothing about it, so like what the fuck is like the Marvels. Like you haven't seen anything about the Marvels. I haven't seen a set photo, I haven't seen a clip, I haven't seen a trailer, I haven't seen anything for that. It's coming out in like 5 months. So like what the hell?
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if just like the stakes are low or there's not much excitement. I mean, I'm not a big Captain Marvel guy. And the Miss Marvel show is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be
They throw all this other stuff at us, like Kang the Conqueror, and, yes. You know, is Ant-Man going to die, and yes. All this Guardians 3 stuff, who's going to die here, and it's like, oh, and then Marvel's is coming up too.
Yeah. Oh,
and now, it just feels low stakes.
Yes. Now, I wanted to mention this, almost forgot, but right before we get out of here, Brian, 2025, we're going to have the Batman 2, the start of the DCEU, Superman Legacy. Those are two movies from DC that are coming out. Then, from Marvel, we're going to have the Fantastic Four movie finally hit, and the Kang Dynasty movie hit, all in 2025. We are going to be eating, and that's not even counting all the other stuff that they're going to drop. That's just what we know of now for 2025. I am so excited for 2025. The movies are going to be amazing. That's going to be the year of the movies. I'm not going to leave the movie theater in 2025.
No, there's something like every couple weeks. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be insane. But I just want y'all to look forward to 2025. It's going to be so wild.
Yep.
Well, that said, Brian, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go have a nice day. We'll be back. Oh, we didn't even tell the people. Are you gonna be finished? You think we're gonna do it next week?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so next Sunday, what we did was we bought Secret Wars, the comic, and since we've been dying for some content because we really haven't had anything going on, we bought the comic Secret Wars 2015, and we read it. Well, Brian's in the midst of reading it right now. I finished it. And we're going to come out here, and we're going to talk about it, kind of like it's a movie. And then we're going to talk about what we want to see adapted. Obviously, it's not going to be a full adaptation, but we're going to say what we want to see adapted in the movie from what we know so far with the MCU, and what we know what is coming with the MCU, and what we liked from the book that we think is going to be adapted. So get ready for that. That's going to be next week. That's going to be the 12th, February 12th, February 13th. That's when we're gonna drop it on the 13th. And then the next week after that, we're going to drop the Ant-Man. We're going to see Ant-Man 3, Quantumania, and we're going to review that. And then we'll be back a few weeks after that for Mandalorian. So get ready. Get pumped. If you can read the comic in a week, do that. And get ready, because we're going to talk
about it. I already have big thoughts.
Yeah, it's great. It's a crazy book. I love it. So we'll see you guys next week for the Secret Wars comic conversation. That's going to be great. Yeah, follow us on Twitter, I guess. Twitter's still a thing, at InfinityBoxRW. Yeah. All the podcast apps, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, I Love the Radio, I Heart the Radio, wherever podcasts are found, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, you know, whatever's going on. And Spotify. Maybe. No, probably not. Check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on Twitter. All the same podcast apps, plus Spotify for that one for sure. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. Next week's going to be fun. Comics, baby.
Oh, yeah.